Oh, it was amazing. I was quite shocked. I never expected to win it because I got the European middle distance athlete before Christmas, and I thought that was amazing in itself. And then there were 7 athletes put forward in my category, very high standard, so I never expected to get it. So it was one of the highlights and a major achievement for me.
You were also named the Southeast Radio Female Athlete of the Year as well, but we won't fight over which is more prestigious. How important is it that the Masters athletes are supported in this way by getting their name out there and getting these awards?
Oh, it is a massive thing, because a lot would have seen Masters athletes as just out for a jog or out training for leisure, but it's actually very competitive. We put a lot of training into it. The equivalent, I suppose, of senior or juniors. Just may not go and be, not going as fast, but we put as much effort in and we spend hours training. So it's great that it's been recognised as a top sport and very competitive.
Would you see more people taking it up later on in life, athletics and that kind of thing?
Not necessarily. I think the park runs and all the 10Ks and that has left it more open to everybody to running, but not necessarily master athletes in itself. I think just all the races that are available now is open to most people just joining, whoever gives up or just running for leisure.
In terms of yourself, what was the outstanding moment of 2019 for you?
Well, I suppose to get the 3 world records was a major achievement for me. I targeted them but didn't know if I'd actually be able to achieve them. So that was a major thing for me to achieve that. Only a few years ago I was targeting national records. So to get 3 world records is as good as I can get.
Yeah, so people that might not know, you broke 3 different world records, 800 metres, 1500 metres and the mile. That takes some doing.
It did. It was a lot of training and a lot of races. I maybe ran an 800, broke the record, and then I came back at it again and broke it again. Same with the 15, broke it, and then came back again and broke it further. So it was, there's a girl in England that had just achieved it, and then I came and took it again. So it takes a lot of training, a lot of races, but the Irish Milers meet, put on a lot of races, open meets, and make it possible for me to do that.
You also had a silver medal in Turin in Poland there as well, so that must have been an amazing experience.
It was, yes, it was. It was an indoor world event, and it was just at the end of my age group, and I just wanted to have another go at it to see what I could do, rather than running for my age, just to see how fast I could be. So it was a great achievement at the end of my age group.
And we know that the 100 metres guys and the marathon runners, they get an awful lot of praise and that kind of thing. But I've often heard it said that the middle distance runs, they're the difficult ones. They're the ones that, you know, you have to kind of pace yourself at a certain time and then really go for it.
You do, yes. You have to be careful. If you go out too fast, you'll die. But if you don't go out fast enough, you lose contact with the lead people. So you have to be aware of who's in the race and stay in contact, but still know what you're capable of doing yourself. So there's a lot of tactics involved.
And people will know by the accent there, obviously, you're a Cavan woman originally, but how did you end up down here in Wexford?
Yes, I am. Well, myself and my husband were teachers, and my husband got a permanent job in Wexford in 1995, so then we moved down here as a result of that.
So not exactly a blow-in?
No, we're here a while at this stage.
And your club is the Slaney Olympic Club, and how important have those guys been to you over the years?
Oh, the phenomenal support. I mean, it's a large club, a huge number of people are members. I get great support and encouragement from them all the time. They've been there for me. Any event I want to go to, they're there. It's great to have all that support and good wishes and before a race, especially motivational as well, for getting me keep going and not give up.
And you would have been into athletics when you were, you know, in your teenage years, in your 20s, and then you gave it a break for a while. What did you do that?
I suppose I gave it up. I ran from about 15 until about 20. And then when I was in college, I drifted from the athletics. And then I drifted. Then I just kept fit, doing exercises, went to gyms, and drifted from the actual competitive running. And then I came back again then about 2011, just doing road races. And I suppose got back into it again and got the love for it again.
Yeah, so you mentioned there, obviously, you had to come back to it. And was it difficult to come back then? Obviously, you hadn't run then for 25 years or more.
Well, I'd kept reasonably fit. So I suppose the running was just a different means of getting fit. So I kept just going out for general runs around the roads at home beside me. And then I went into local 10Ks and 5Ks. And gradually, I just trained back gradually. There was no pressure on me to compete or get time. So it just happened naturally.
And obviously, as you get older, you know, you become more susceptible to the injuries and that kind of thing. And I know you've had a couple of tough years there recently, but on that front in 2019, it was quite successful, really.
It was, yes. Well, I do a lot of stretching daily, and I go to Anthony Gagan in Rialto Clinic in Carlow weekly, and that keeps all my injuries at bay. Like, I will have constant managing injuries, as opposed to they're not there, but I'm able to manage them and keep running. Rich Burns, my coach, devises plans to... He knows how I am and how I feel, so he devises plans based on how I feel. So we keep injuries a minimal as much as possible.
And in terms of your training, do you do that here in Wexford? Do you have to go abroad?
No, I do. I do that round the roads and up on the track and in Escorte. So primarily, yes.
Yeah, it makes it nice and easy then.
It does, yes. I travel to train is up to Escorte track.
Your story is great in itself. It's a great reminder that you don't have to be in the peak of your fitness in your early 20s to really hit the world stage for Ireland in athletics. That at any age, you can really get up there and do your best, and you're breaking world records every single time you go out, it seems like.
Well, it takes a lot of hard. I suppose if you're committed and determined and you train hard and you can believe you can do it, that doesn't matter what age you are, that's what counts.
What are your plans for 2020?
I do the indoors, the nationals and provincials there, and then I go on to Braga in Portugal to do the European indoors. And I hope to compete in the 800 and the 1500 there. And then in the summer, I'll do the nationals and counties, provincials, nationals, and then go on to do the worlds in Toronto in mid-July. And again, I'll do the 15 and the 8 there, hopefully.
And just one final thing, if you were to give any advice to anybody who's, you know, sitting on their couch listening to this at the minute, thinking about running the Hope and Dream 10 or something like that, what's the best way to do it, I suppose?
Just get out, start off at what you're capable of doing yourself. I definitely wouldn't say look at times or speed, just get out and move. Go at your comfortable speed until you get more comfortable and increase gradually, because it is great physically and mentally to get out and do some exercise.